Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guest is Nigel Pate, the game chairman of the Youth Shrine Bowl. Good morning, Nigel.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being here. How are you yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having us.
Well, it's our pleasure. We like having organizations like this into the studio. Nigel actually has been here all day for a marathon recording session. There are similar programs to this one on the various intercom stations around the upstate, and he's gone through the gamut. I am the last one you've got today, I think, if I've checked my schedule correctly.
You're right.
So we appreciate you being here. We're going to talk about the Youth Shrine Bowl. And first, I'm just going to open with the question that I normally have for my guests, which is, what do you do and who do you do it for? For the people that are unfamiliar with the Youth Shrine Bowl, tell us about that and how it serves the upstate community.
Well, we are the Youth Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas. We are a nonprofit organization. We do what we do, and why we do what we do is for the communities of the state of South Carolina and North Carolina.
Okay.
Our purpose is to raise money for the Shriners Hospital in Greenville, South Carolina. And so in the past, we played our game in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte was great to us, but we just thought it would be great for us to move the game to where we raise the money for, which is Greenville, South Carolina. So we have our youth, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, raise money, bring them in to play a football game. We give them a bowl field where they come in for 3 or 4 days. They practice along with teammates and coaches on different levels, and then they play the game on December the 29th. And that's why we do what we do, to make sure that we're able to help those kids who are not able to do what those kids can do, like play football,
right,
or even different things because of the things that they had going on in their life at the Shriners Hospital.
Okay, so I want to make sure that I understand that the kids that are actually playing are patients at the hospital, or these just, is it wider than that, that you're inviting kids from all over the state to play?
Yeah, the kids that are playing are not patients in the, okay, in the game.
Is this just to benefit?
Yeah, the kids that play the game help benefit,
gotcha,
the hospital and the kids at the Shriners, gotcha, Hospital. Now, we have had kids in the past who had family members, brother, sister, or someone, or even some family members that were at the hospital, and they,
right,
know exactly, you know, there were patients there in the past, and so when we reach out and get these kids who want to be a part of it, it's a great thing. And so that's why we do what we do for the hospital at the Shriners Hospital in Greenville, South Carolina.
Gotcha. Now, there are any number of children's hospitals around the area and around the country. What sets the Shriners Hospital apart from any of the others?
Well, the board members who put this game on, my president, my athletic director, account manager, and myself, we all are Carolina people. And so with us being Carolina people, we want to do something to help represent not only our states, but to help bring awareness to what's actually going on at the Shriners Hospital.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that the Shriners Hospital, they are donation-based and sponsor-based. And that's why we want to put forth of what we love to do as far as kids, give back to the community and give back to an organization that helps the healthcare of others. And so that's why we do what we do.
Yeah. People listening to these stations will probably recognize the fundraisers that we've had for children's hospitals. And they make the point that it's one thing to get a medical procedure. If you need a surgery or you need a treatment or something like that, sometimes insurance covers it and sometimes it doesn't. That's always kind of up in the air. But it's the extra things that those donations go to cover. Because these kids, I mean, it's one thing to go to the hospital if you have to be there for a couple of days, maybe even a week. But, I mean, kids will spend months or something in the hospital, and it just to have your childhood spent in a hospital like that has got to be just really tough.
Right, and with you saying that, that's why we get the kids to do what they do, because our motto is strong legs run so weak legs can walk. That's our motto.
I like that.
And the thing about it is these kids that play football, they're actually able to do things that these kids in the hospital may not ever be,
yeah,
able to do. And so that's why it's so important for them to get out there in the communities to help raise money for the hospital, where they go out and do different fundraisers, where they may sell lemonade, they may sell popcorn, they may sell bracelets, they may,
yeah,
do different things to help raise money for these kids at the hospital.
Well, you know, and it kind of provides that sort of vicarious experience for the kids that are in the hospital. You mentioned that they may never get to play football, but if they see somebody playing football for them on their behalf, they kind of get to have that experience even though they're not out there on the field.
Right, and the one of the requirements for the kids that even play in the game, they have to do a handwritten letter to one of the kids at the hospital.
Oh, wow.
You know, they don't know them personally, but they write a heartfelt message to the kid, let them know, hey, I'm here for you. I'm playing this game for you. I'm raising money for you on your behalf to be able to help some of the things that you have going on health-wise and your family-wise to be able to support you throughout. And so, like you said previously, people don't realize some of the things that you go in the hospital may get paid for, may not get paid for. You may be in there a day. You may be in there for 6 months or a year. You may have to travel back and forth.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we do what we do, to help offset some of that cost for these families and for some of these patients. Because you know as well as I do, we all are human, and anytime you have to do things over and over again, it starts to build. It starts to cost a lot of money. So these parents, they need gas, they need food, places to stay. And the Shriners Hospital provide that for them, and they provide it because of the things that we do and various people in the community do to help put on not only our game, but other things that they do throughout the year to
and
help
the
out.
And the donations that people make to be able to fund all that.
Right, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for donations. We're even looking to help with our kids when it comes to the more that people sponsor and donate, the more we can give, because the kids have a minimum that they have to raise, and that helps offset, because we have to pay for hotel, we have to pay for their apparel, we have to pay for their food, transportation, because when these kids come on December 26th, we take them from their parents for that whole, and they give them that bowl experience. And so we take care of them from A to Z, 3 meals a day. We clothe them. We do entertainment. We take care of them for that day. And so if you're out there listening, you want to be a part, you want to volunteer, you want to donate, my contact information, you can reach me, Nigel Pate, at 803-542-6255 or email ysb@ushrinebowl.com, or you can donate or be a sponsor on our website at www.youthshrinebowl.com.
Well, I was going to ask, youthshrinebowl.com is the website. People can find out more information. You've very nicely handed me this flyer on corporate sponsorship. Let's run through that real quick. If somebody listening right now wants to become a sponsor, they can go to youthshrinebowl.com and find some information about that. Contact you at ysb@youthshrinebowl.com. And what are the options available for corporate sponsors?
I mean, we have all the way up to our gold package of being a sponsor of $25,000, or you could be a sponsor for $100.
Okay.
You know, so it's a wide variety of different levels of sponsorship, and it includes different things. I mean, we can go through it all right now, or you can reach me and we can go through it all, and we can give you, you know, piece by piece what you will be getting for your level of sponsorship. Or even if you don't want to sponsor, if you're a church or you're a listener or anybody out there, you want to say, hey, I want to volunteer my time. We need that help too. On game day, we have people that we need for concessions. We need people to help with the kids, monitor kids. We need various things leading up to the game that, you know, you can give your time to. That's part of helping and donating as well. And then we feed the kids snacks. We want to give those kids the great experience, so we want to make sure that we get what we need.
I gotcha. Well, and this is football season. There's so many football fans. It seems like there'd be a lot of people that would want to help out in this regard. Again, whether they're making a monetary donation or they're making a donation of their time in terms of volunteering, again, that information is going to be at youthshrinebowl.com. And you can go to that website, find out more, get in contact with Nigel. Nigel, you mentioned that this event used to be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you've decided to move it down to Greenville. There was some recent news about other football moving from Charlotte to South Carolina. Is there just this exodus of stuff, or that's just pure coincidence?
Well, I think it's pure coincidence. And again, Charlotte was great to us.
Sure.
They did a lot of great things for us, but we got connected with the right people here in Greenville, South Carolina. Right. Visit Greenville, Robin Wright and her staff. They've been excellent. They are one of our sponsors. The Hilton, they're our sponsor. They're our host hotel. Everybody in Greenville has been great to us. And, you know, sometimes you're a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
You know, in Charlotte, they have a lot of things going on. And
right.
Greenville is a feel of family, fun, and community. And they have embraced us so much with us bringing the game here to Greenville. And we bring it here to Greenville because of the hospital. We were in Charlotte prior to this. It's a 4-hour bus ride for those kids to go from Charlotte to Greenville and back to go to the hospital, because that's part of our mission. These kids have to go to the hospital and visit the hospital. And so that took away for most of our day. And so now with us being right here in Greenville, we still have more time for just those kids to do more things.
Hop, skip, and a jump over
right,
to the hospital.
Right, right, right. So it's very convenient, and we really enjoy the city of Greenville and the surrounding areas.
Well, and Greenville has long been, and the upstate in general, upstate South Carolina in general, has long been mentioned as a sort of up-and-coming community and being able to do these kinds of things. And also, Serene Stadium has got a lot of history behind it. I mean, that's I remember hearing about that when I was a kid, you know, and it's been around for a long, long time. So this is sort of a historic opportunity for you guys.
It is. That's why we picked Serene Stadium. A lot of people say, well, you guys could have went to this stadium, that stadium. The game of the Shrine Bowl in the Carolinas have been around for 80 years. We are the youth Shrine Bowl, and we're going into our third year.
Okay.
And so we want to get the historic feel because guess what? The game is historic. We're going to be historic, and we want to be around for many, many years. And so why not start off at a historic stadium and play someplace where people know of?
Yeah.
And the community here in Greenville, everybody knows of this stadium. And so they welcome us in, and it's just been phenomenal of everybody in Greenville giving us this opportunity.
And we should also make that point. You mentioned the Shrine Bowl has been around for 80 years. This is the U Shrine Bowl. There's a difference here.
Yeah.
People may be familiar with the Shrine Bowl, and that's older kids they're playing.
Right, right. And the difference is the Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas has been around for 80 years, and they also are seniors that playing in the game. The seniors in the state of right. North Carolina and South Carolina, our
fourth
game
graders.
Is the Youth Shrine Bowl, and we are the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders
okay.
that
middle
play
schoolers.
In that game. Right, middle school kids, right. And then, hey, guess what? If the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade kids do what they need to do, not only in the classroom but in the field and throughout life, when they become a senior, they could play in the Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas. And so it's a great relationship that we have with the Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas because guess what? We get the best of the best. They get the best of the best, and we start them off here as a 6th grader. And guess what? 6 years from now, if they maintain and do what they need to do, they can play in that game.
Now, the kids that are participating in this game, do you already have them picked out, or is there opportunities still for people to get involved in that regard?
It is. I'm glad you said that. It is, Chris. If you are a 6th grader that's listening, we need 6 6th graders from the state of South Carolina,
Ooh.
And we need 4 6th graders from the state of North Carolina. So we need...
Exclusive.
Yep. We need those kids because what happened, we had some injuries that
okay.
happened, and so those kids can't play now. And so that happens, you know.
Yeah.
They have a long season. Some of these kids play year-round, and they get hurt. And they still get to be a part of it, but they can't actually play in the game
sure.
now. And so we need those 6th grade kids from South Carolina and those 4 kids from the state of North Carolina. And we select these kids at our combines or a recommendation from a coach. The coach may send us an email or some video, say, hey, I got this kid that you may need to take a look at. And that's how we select the kids.
So for that matter, if you're a coach that's listening to this right now and you've got somebody on your team that you think would be good for the Shrine Bowl, again, youthshrinebowl.com. You can get in touch with Nigel there and reach out in that way. And you mentioned injuries. We want this to be fun. This is a fundraiser, obviously, for the hospital, and it's supposed to be a fun time for the kids. There's always going to be a competitive spirit, especially in football. You know,
That's right.
Baseball is referred to as the great American pastime, but it seems like football is kind of giving it a run for its money. So, but you want the kids to stay safe. You don't want them to get hurt.
That's right. We don't. This, you know, everybody loves the sport of football. It's a contact sport. Injuries are going to happen, and it's
sure.
unfortunate that injuries happen, but we don't discredit or discount a kid just because they got hurt. Injuries happen.
Sure.
You know, but we have to replace
especially
kids.
Especially in kids.
you know, just like any sport, it's next man up. You know, so we have to replace those kids who
right.
got hurt. And so that's why we in the process of looking for those kids. And it's a process. You may have got hurt in the 6th grade. Guess what? You can come back and play in our 7th, 8th grade year because this is not a one-time thing. So
sure.
once you become part of the YSB family, you're part of us forever because we're going to follow your career and your path and anything that we could do for these kids throughout life. That's what we're here for.
Now, 10 slots, 4 in North Carolina and 6 in South Carolina, I believe you said, for 6th graders.
Yep.
That's not very many. What do kids need to do to qualify for those slots?
What they need to do is maintain a C average.
Okay.
They have to maintain a C average throughout the year. That's how one way they qualify. They have to have a handwritten recommendation from their principal or teacher also to qualify. Also, they have to have a handwritten letter to the hospital to one of the kids in the hospital. Also, you have to be a student before you're an athlete. I say that all the time because if you're not a well-rounded person, you can't do what we need to do in the community because you know as well as I know, you can't go in the community and ask for things if you're not doing what you need to do, not only in school but at home. So we had parents that actually took kids out of our game because they met the requirements, but they weren't doing what they needed to do at home. So you have to be a great, well-rounded individual to be a part of our game.
Now, you mentioned earlier, I think, that this is the fourth year for the Youth Shrine Bowl, and you've been with it for 4 years. That doesn't seem like a coincidence either.
Right. Well, I got involved in the game with the Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas. They put me in on as a board member with the Shrine Bowl of the Carolinas, and it was an opportunity that came open for the youth game, and me, Rodney Brewington, Marcus Wall, and Sylvia Rivers, we all got together. We wanted to keep this thing going, so we inaugurated this youth game, and that's how we got to where we got to. You know, it's been some trials and tribulations from where we started, where we're at now, but we've grown so much, and this game has grown, and we started off with maybe 120 kids. Now we're up to over 200 kids.
Wow.
And we have over 30 coaches, and we have over 20, 25 volunteers. The glue to what our success is our ambassadors. Our ambassadors are the people that start from January to January. They help set up the combines, put on the combines. They travel to the combines. They select the kids. These guys put in their time, effort, and their own money to make sure that we get the kids that we need to help put on this game and to raise money for the Shriners Hospital.
Well, talk about what it's been like the past 3 years. I mean, I know it was in Charlotte and now it's in Greenville, but what's it like on the night?
I still get nervous. the day before, of course, we come in weeks before, but the night before, we have everything, make sure everything is set up from A to Z, make sure every kid has their bags packed with all their custom-made gear. If you can see, they get a ring. If they raise their money, they get a custom-made ring.
That's not a small ring either, man.
Right. They get custom jerseys. They get sweatsuits. They get duffel bags, book bags, socks, gloves, arm sleeves, tights. So from A to Z, we have to make sure all that stuff is set up. We have to make sure that their room and everything is set up. We have to make sure all the meals, transportation, pictures, we have to make sure everything from A to Z, and that's my job as a game chairman, to make sure that everything, everybody is where they need to be when the game is getting put on.
Well, and it's not just the game on the 29th that you've got going on either. I've got another piece of paper here that's talking about the parent evening entertainment schedule starting on Thursday, December 26th. That's like 3 days away.
Man, I'm telling you, the 26th is when the kids come in.
Uh-huh.
So when the kids come in, we take them from the parents. Because they have their coaches, they have their...
Kind of like mini camp.
It is. And so the parents, we want to keep the parents involved, because without the parents, guess what? The kids not there.
Sure.
So we want to make sure they have something fun to do. So the first night we kick off with bingo, and we had bingo and a comedian last year. We had 200-300 people in the room, and they had a great, great time. So if you want to be a part of that, we always willing for people to come out and see exactly what we're doing. We have bingo one night. Next night, we have 80s, 90s parties for the parents so they can have a good time and, you know, just get to know each other, because the kids are getting to know each other. We want the parents from the state of South Carolina, North Carolina to become friends, because your kid may be involved with us for the next 3 years if they're a sixth grader. And guess what? Just building that relationship and bouncing ideas off each other. How did you raise the money? How did you do this? Or what did you do? And so building that foundation, that relationship, that's why we put on things for the parents, to make sure that we keep them involved and they have fun, because their hard work go into this as well, because they have to make sure that the kids are doing what they need to do to raise money and keep good grades and doing what they do at home. So we want to reward them as well.
Well, and I think you referred to the Shriners as a family before, the Shriners family, and building that. Certainly they're treating families. If you're treating kids, you're going to be taking care of the parents as well. And that notion of family and keeping people together, it seems like it's pervasive throughout the organization.
It is. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, once you become part of our YSB family, you're part of it for life. We had some kids that got injured outside of playing with us. We stay in contact with them to make sure that they're okay. Or if someone passed away, we had an ambassador, one of their family members passed away. Their mother died, and, you know, it's a family-oriented thing. We all went to the funeral and, you know, love and embrace him and his family, because guess what? Everybody's human. And the people who help us are volunteers. Everybody use their own time to make sure that everything goes well. We want to make sure that we continue to build a relationship, because we want to keep this going. And that's why we continue to ask for help. We ask for volunteers. We ask for donations. We ask for sponsors, because a lot of things we can't do without the people who help us put this game on.
Understand. You, this has been going on. This is the fourth year now. What do you see in the next 4 years for the U Shrine Bowl? You want to get it bigger?
Man, it's going to be bigger. We're going to end up having to play this game at the Panther Stadium.
Really?
I see that in the future. I mean, it's going to get so big over the years. We're going to have so many people involved and so many people giving and want to be a part of this that we're not going to be able to hold them in a regular stadium anymore. Even Death Valley up there in Clemson, we would love to, you know, hold a game there as well. Keep, you know, Death Valley is a great place to be, and Clemson is my team. You know, I just throw that out there. Dabo. So if you're listening, come see us at the U Shrine Bowl. Come talk to me.
I bet if he's listening, I bet he'd do that.
I know he would. He's a great guy.
So this is coming up the weekend of Sunday, December 29th, and the preceding couple of days, which is a little ways away from when we're recording this right now. But it gives people a chance to plan for it. It gives people a chance to get involved. Again, if you want to get involved, the website, youthshrinebowl.com. You can reach out to Nigel at YSB@youthshrinebowl.com. If you want to volunteer, if you want to make donations, again, there's corporate sponsorships available. I'm sure you also just take private donations as well.
Yep. If you want to be a private donor, every little bit helps. If you want to do it privately and you don't want anybody to know that you are a giver or whatever, we take that as well. And even if you want to just donate a meal to us, that's we'll take that. Anything anybody want to do to be a part of what we're doing, we'll take it and we'll be graciously thankful for it.
I understand, and it's a good point that I mean, so frequently when you hear organizations, nonprofit organizations asking for donations, that it you think of cash donations, and to be sure, cash is very useful. I mean, it's fungible. You can spend it on anything that you need as an organization. But there's plenty of other things that you guys need. Like you mentioned, snacks, I'm sure water on the day for the kids.
Right.
Anything that you can donate is going to help, even if it's not money.
Right. Snacks, water, Gatorade, your time, just anything that you can think of that when you're putting on a big event like this, because, again, we have 200 players. We have our ambassadors. We have 20 of those. We have 30 coaches. We have staff. So you're looking at about 300 people that we have to take care of for 4 days and 3 nights. And so with that being said, it's a lot of different things and a lot of hands on deck that we need, because we have to prepare for this game. And even if you want to come help us pack bags, that's one of the other things that we need. So, hey, sweat equity is more than sometimes money, and we need that.
It's tough to overestimate the value of a good volunteer.
It is. And a lot of times it gets overlooked, and that's one thing that we don't overlook. We like to recognize our volunteers, and so that those guys who help us, our ambassadors, we do nice things for them to let them know that, hey, we appreciate you guys. And so we like to treat them just as well as we treat the parents and the players and anybody who wants to help and volunteer. We really, really appreciate it.
Strong legs run so weak legs can walk. That's the motto for the Youth Shrine Bowl. Find out more at youthshrinebowl.com. Again, you can get in touch with Nigel, YSB@youthshrinebowl.com. Nigel Pate, the game chairman for the Youth Shrine Bowl, has been my guest today. Very good to have you in the studio, Nigel.
Thank you, and thank you for having us. And we look forward to the game on December the 29th. First game is at 10 o'clock. Second game is at 12 o'clock. And the last game is at 2 o'clock. Your ticket is good for all three games.
All right. YouthShrineBowl.com. You can find out more information. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.